Monday the 25th of March 1974, morning darshan, man of Kendra, Dehradun.
Oh. Oh. The Dominican cat is all the different. All this is set in your meditation for some of that. All of it. That's all. Your result. How many of you saw Master's form today?
Yeah.
Oh?
Five outside. I counted outside also. 13.
Those are twin stones, red sunlight.
26.
How many?
Five outside, 21 inside. Five outside, 21 inside.
Have you ever seen orange red light or purple light, please? Then your mom will say, those have seen strong moonlight.
27 up here. Inside up here. 22 here.
Those have seen all the white light or white clouds, please. General, who have seen golden light or pale light, please? 44. Those have seen blue sky or stars. There are those you've seen among the stars, big star or moon.
21.
How many?
21 inside.
Back in there. If the moon, big star on moon has burst, or you cross it. When that burst, you are not in emotion, then you will cross it. Sometimes burst, you are in emotion. That only burst. Those in whose case big star or moon has burst, or cross it, hands up, please. How many there? Hands up, moon. Big star burst or moon burst? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
7. 7
stars.
Bars. How many on site, Tina?
Near. Near. But you cannot differentiate between two things. When you do see big star or moon, if you continue looking constantly into it, nothing that will expand or burst, or you continue looking constantly, you will cross it. But you cannot differentiate between it. Or sometimes you see that passes away. The three things. So when I ask whether that is burst or you cross, I mean the latter two, you see. Any others who have seen any flash of light? Bahar kisi ne kisi ki chamak dekhi ho, kisi kisam ki, haath khada karo.
Sat andar mein.
How many baya? Now those who have seen all pitch dark, they make any hand, if any. None. Now those who have seen Master's form, didn't Master speak to anyone today? Hands up, please. Master does speak. When you absorb your whole attention to him, you develop receptivity. Then he talks to you. Yesterday, one day before, there were one or two like that. None today. All right. Those who are in ordinary, in Master, they should absorb your whole attention to him so much so that you forget yourself. You get receptivity. Then he will talk to you. You will also hear the sound principle. Those who are in ordinary, light, red or white, they put their whole attention in further practices into it, that will glow bright. Those who are in bright light today, continue your practice, continue further looking constant to divinity, that will burst and Masters will come on. Those in golden light, I think that you will always form Masters. Those in sky, they should be after the stars. Those in stars, they should be after big star or big moon. And those who have seen that, then try to put more attention, that will burst as you cast. Others who had none of these, they had flashes of light, about 12. So this is the thing, this is the bread of life. We have to dwell from day to day. So how many hours you put in yesterday, after evening, till now, leave this time aside, how many hours? At night or this morning.
How many hours?
Ah, yes. 2 hours?
4 hours.
4 hours, that's good. Any more? Any more? 3 hours? Or 2 hours in the morning? That's all right. That is your work. It is your very personal, most personal work, in which you, nobody can do it for you. Or they can help, can give you a boost. But it is you who have to rise up. You rise up not by your efforts, but just still and surrender. That power it takes up. So any question you people have got? This chart you may keep it you, you see. Take the chart. Yes, please. Go on.
Is it possible to go through the moon without having to go first through the star?
What is the difference between the moon and the star when you speak? Can you kind of explain? Big star and moon, what is the difference between the two? How you differentiate?
Well,
define, please, that's all right.
Both of them are light.
No, no.
The star has
Look,
shape, and the moon is round.
They are tiny stars. Pinpoints of light. There are many. Out of that, sometimes you find star in a big size, or sometimes more scintillating strong light coming out of it. Of all that. If you find that, then you put in whole attention to middle earth, that will burst open. Moon means small or big. I mean that. When you see that small one or big one, you put a hole in the middle of it, that will grow bright, burst in your class. I should ask first how many have seen big star in class, and how many have seen moon in class. So I put two together.
In other words, we can see the moon without having previously to see the stars.
Not only when yourself, your glass is higher glass, why do you go to the stars?
I very seldom see the star now and then, but moon I see almost.
That's all right. Glad you are. Thanks. You read in the college, why should you read matter class? That government, that's all a good idea. Any question, please? Yes, please.
Master Ji, please excuse me. I am happy with the sound.
You're happy with the sound, that's right.
I'm happy, yeah.
You're happy or not?
I'm happy, Father.
That's all right.
Also, I have a question. After you give darshan, when I sit to listen to the sound,
yes, master form appears. Do you mean to say that?
No, sir. Roaring. When I listen for the sound, the roaring thunder comes, and also a high pitched tone, like that sometimes turns to ringing or sort of goes
look
up and down.
Look here. There are different grades of sounds.
Yes,
you are given already. In the first plane is bell-like, conch-like. Are different aspects of it. Big bell, some gong, small bells. They are different. They are all bells. In conch, you see, hooter-like, very strong. And just like at night, you see, when the strong hurricane is going, you hear, ooh, like that, something like that. There's a different aspect of degrees. When you see, hear the higher sound, put in whole attention in hearing that. That will go strong, others will die out. Sometimes the sounds come mixed.
Yeah.
Out of which is clearer, which is higher one compared to this. Put on all attention there. Anyone else, please? Yes, please, come on.
When you listen for the sound, is it necessary to have your thumbs in your ears?
Ears have got no sound, you see. It is only to show that from the right side, your seat is here. What comes from the right? Because ear is on the right. And that's the instrument through which we hear sound. You need not care about the flesh and bone of the ear, but only what comes from the right side. That's all. If it is a distance, don't follow it. That will grow, fade away, and die out. You stick on here, then that will come closer, become stronger, come ultimate from above to drag you up. That's it. Anyone else? Yes, please.
Master, when I see the moon, it seems to come very close and it's hidden like it's pockmarked.
Look, yeah, if your friend comes nearer to you or away, how you feel? You come near all night, put in all things into the bedroom, that will open your closet, they'll give you in. That's all. Yes, please.
Master, when I see the moon,
yes,
sometimes it seems very bright.
Yes.
And then it disappears, and I do not know. I feel sometimes I don't quite know what that means. It seems to disappear, and I feel regretful that it's gone.
You see moon bright first, is it so?
Yes.
Then what happens?
It seems to disappear.
That's why. When you see the bright moon, you come in emotion. Oh. And you'll be dark. And that is gone. Whenever you see and continue looking constantly, lovingly, without any emotion, that will open you for the way. It happens like that. Yes, yes. Yes.
Master, is it possible to cross the sun? I have seen...
Just near your wire, a little soft, if you don't mind. Yes, yes.
I have seen a red sun, and its outer circle was radiant and was bursting away, but only the outer circle.
Only within, only that, not not light, not no light or less light, within.
Yes.
Only circumference was of light, circumference.
Yes.
So in that case, you put in whole attention to the middle, it will all grow bright.
Yes.
And again look into the middle, that will grow bright and burst.
But was it star or moon? It was purple. Purple light in the middle.
Maybe purple or red. There are two different degrees.
Uh-huh.
If it is circumference is of sun, that is of light, within not light or less light, then look into the middle, that will become all light. Then again look in the middle, that will grow bright and burst. All right. When the picture is full, no gurgling of the water. So main purpose, you see here, man's body is to what? You know? This is considered the highest in all creation. All scriptures speak very highly about it. I need not repeat all that story, what they say there. Take it next to God. We are fortunate if you have got this. The highest aim is what? All scriptures tell us to know what. This is what you can do only in man, body, and no other. But so our purpose of coming to India, to the world, is to go back home, ultimately. Masters do come. They see the fate of the people, what are they doing. After long evolution, they have come to the stage of the man body, the highest. Herein, they should look up. Look to the end. Their face is God made like that. They always think of the world, of the earth, of the eat and drink, that's all right. But God made your face up. See, not like that. So in man body we have to know God. We are, you know who we are? We are conscious entities. We have got the physical body, we have got the intellect. But ourselves, we are conscious entity. But envined by mind and matter, through outgoing faculties, identified with the body in all our sides, so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. It is we who run this factory of the body. But we cannot differentiate. When I say I don't mean I, my conscious, I say my body. My name is Kripal Singh Padre, your name is Joseph. When you talk to Joseph, he's speaking. Not that you are speaking. The names are given to the bodies to be differentiated. All the same, you are not the bodies, not the names. You are conscious. So in man body, he has to just wake up. Rise from the lethargic sleep. Kabir says, what he says, wake up, the daytime has come up, that is man body. If you still continue sleeping, when will you rise? The man body is the precious occasion in which can wake up. Guys are to say, man works while it is day. When it is night, nobody works. Because day, man body, wake up. And don't waste time, most precious time of the man body. Time and tide waits for no man. It is passing. And these are all numbered. Thy days are numbered. Jesus also said, thy breaths are numbered. Like a pitcher which is full of water, it is using drop by drop, after it will become vacant. So whatever are the reactions of the past, we got life spell. Let us continue. When that is exhausted, we let it go. And this is the high time to do our work while as man body, which is to know. So masters come to see this fate, the plight of the people. So, dear friend, why do you wake up? Why don't you do your work? After all, that day which is called death is awaiting you, each one of you, sooner or later. It's only before that you have to wake up. If you awaken up, you become the conscious co-worker of the divine plan, then you are not to come back. Reach your home. If you don't wake up and continue the old wheel of life, as you sow, so shall you reap, you will come and go. So it is a high time to wake up and become conscious co-worker of the divine plan. Last night I was just referring to it. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. Even at the time of death, when you come up to the seat of soul at the back of the eyes and eyes are upturned, you see that power working. It is told of atheist in his hall, he has written, God is nowhere. One child came up and began to read, G-O-D God, I-S is, N-O-W now, at the R here, nowhere given. That is now here. And the dying man on the deathbed says, yes, my child, God is now here. You can become conscious of that at two times. One, when your last moment comes, you come up here, you see controlled by some law. Are you now rise above? And become conscious of what? So masters come, they say, oh dear friend, that last day is nearing. Every day, every hour, every moment, every second is drawing you closer to the last breath. If you don't wake up now, when will you wake up? You had come here, you are a conscious man, on top of the ocean of all consciousness. You identified with the material world. And naturally what happened? That consciousness is a little marred. To whatever degree it is lessened, to that way level you will go back. We have to become more conscious by coming in contact with God, all consciousness. So in man body, we are conscious. Instead of identifying ourselves with the world, we should identify with that all consciousness within you, the experience of which is given to you at the time of initiation. So they look here, you have come to make a bargain to derive full benefit from the man body. You are conscious as you have done such like things by coming in contact with materialism that you have lost very consciousness step by step, low by low, going down and down. See? When money is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. When character is lost, this is everything lost. What I say is when you have lost your consciousness more, you have lost everything. So in man body you have to become more conscious. See? That is up to you. If you identify with lower material planes, then naturally you are conscious more. Guru Nanak said, you have got a man body. See? What will become? Don't sacrifice yourself. This is suicide yourself. This is what you use. It is suiciding. Your conscience becomes less day by day. It's a party suicide step by step. So Kabir says, well, look here, you have brought some, your conscience. But instead of being more conscious, you have lost your own consciousness by coming in contact with the world. So men go up or down according to the stages they come out. Who tells you? Who are your real friends? Who are your real sympathizers? You see, you were sometime in the lap of God, your true home. Now you are on exile, not gone back so far. Now question comes, how can you go? Why have we have been here all through, ever since we came here, not gone back at yet? Had we gone back, I think we would have been never another angle of vision now. So they said, there's one thing. Why have we have been coming to the world again and again? Because God is love. Love is innate in our souls. And if what is the work of love to be attacked? Anywhere. Love knows attachment, absorption. Without it, identified because one with him. So he, Master tells us, God is love. Love is innate in our souls. Thank God, it is not grown in the fields and sold at the shops. It is within you already. It is only you have to contact with higher self within you. That is also within you. Because you attach your attention all outside, love with the world, naturally you are coming back and back again and again. And the result was, man body was given to the golden opportunity to go back to your home. It is just like you had man body never. Had or not, that makes no difference. You have lost your golden opportunity. Time and tide waits for no man. Once, I say ever since we are born, we might have got man body for so many times. But we did not utilize it to the fullest extent. Otherwise we would not have been here sitting in this state. So they say, again you got the man body. Wake up. Make the best use of the time now you have got. Now the question comes, Masters, who are very sympathetic with us. Why? the same with all sons of God. When I see my brother's son going down 90 feet, what are you doing, dear friends? You are here only for this work. What work you are doing? We have to go back, lay thy treasures in heaven. We are laying all treasures here. We are tied to them. We come again and again, you see. So for that it says, ever since you have done, dear friend, tell me, what have you done to go back? It's an unusual question to each one of us. What have you done so far? Rabindranath Tagore says, O God, every moment I am going away from you, far away, the particular sense. Every day he is going away and away and away from you. Now, in the earlier words, Gosham Chisad, he said, dear friend, what have you done ever since you are born? Man, body has a golden opportunity, you could have done something. And tell me, what have you done? Have you done anything to go back? All right, you have not done that thing. We are all brothers and sisters in God. God is an empty house. Have you met with anybody's needs? Have you given food to the hungry, clothes to the naked? Have you helped in any time of difficulty and misery? All right, you have not done anything to go back. All right. But have you done anything else? You know, God resides in every heart. This is second thing. What have we done? Like animals, we all look after our own children, those who are connected with us. Not man duty. Kabir says, they world means body in Punjabi. Day word also means give. The same word means two meanings. One body, the other is to give. He says, as long as you have got the body, always give. And love knows giving. Is it not? So long you when you leave the body, who will ask you to give? In a way, they are explaining things, you see. So man is one who lives for others. Animals live for their own selves. For the children, they fight this. With the house, they fight. We are all doing the same thing who we are. We are in man body animals. Are we not? God is love. Love is innate within our souls. And the way back to God is also through love. You are not to purchase it from any shop or grow it any fields. Within you, what a mix with it. Bhule Shah, who became later a saint, he went to his guru, who was a gardener. He was just saplings here, there, putting from here and putting somewhere else. He put up the question, well, dear Master, how can we meet God? Well, it's very easy. Take the sapling and put it there. It's a matter of only your attention, source. Withdraw your source from all outside and direct to the power controlling you within the body, that's all. In the feet of the soul, source of attention. We die from here and put it in there. I'm looking at you. If I look back, I can't leave there. In the multitude you are sitting, You are now with one body, and sitting at the back. I notice now only my whole attention with you. So with all this gathering, with all that I'm all alone, is it not? So what did he do? When he wanted all seclusion, he went to stay in an inn. Hundreds come and go, hundreds come and go. Nobody cares for him and you don't care for anybody who is coming to go. The whole thing which is ensnaring us, binding us in the world is our own attention. Control yourself, self-restraint. Come to your own self by withdrawing from all outside and from the body below. Your microverse, so it's ever since any sympathetic man will tell that God sends men to take you back home. Well, dear brothers, dear, what are you doing? You have to go back to your home. You did not care, all right. Have you helped anybody? You lived for anybody else in the world? That is why our Master said, love God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. And the other commandments, love thy neighbor as thyself. It is spoken of Mormon saint lady, Rebecca. She was going along with a party to the place of pilgrimage to Arab. On the way, they all felt thirsty. There was a well. They had some bucket and some string also. They filled it and everybody drank water and started on the way. She was also there. She also left the party. On the way, she found one dog was barking, thirsty, dying of thirst. She could not go along with the party. She came back to just give water to the dog. God is also there. He is the younger brother of the family of God. What did he do? She had no bucket, no thing. She took up all her clothes, bound with it, and let it go to the level of the water in the well. Did not reach it. Then it climbed to here. And made a rope, bind with that, then the clothes were drenched with the water. Brought that and gave the water to the dead too. He got vision, God said, your pilgrimage is accepted. You follow? And what have you done? Have you given you to anybody? Those are needy, yeah. Not men only, I tell you. Animals, birds, reptiles, they are all the younger brothers of the family of God. They are very sensitive. I have seen in my experience. I was in the jungle for about 6 months. The big scorpion, perhaps you never dreamt of it, big scorpion going blind. They did not hurt you. They were sleeping on the ground. The cobra saying, no, they don't harm you. Even the lions, when they come, they don't harm you. It is our own attention. Kill it! Stuck, they want defensive action, they attack you. Even in my bungalow here, sent Roger Road, sometimes cobra, very. My neck is right, all right. They sensed our very attention. They do it. Sometimes you find children taking snakes, putting in their mouth, do they sting them? No. Why? Love is everything. Children have got no animals. So he said, if you are not waken up, not gone back to home, to your God, what else you have done? Have you been all the animals? The Vedas bring you home the truth to the people at large. The result is what? We have got so many births at the back. Not the first birth, God knows how many, ever since we left our home. So seek this love, cause and effect, or as you sow, so shall you reap. We were sowing so many seeds. Some seeds bring forth fruit sooner, some later, some at the same time. So there are three kinds of seeds grown. One which give you, they grow up in a day or two, or a week. Another grow up in months. And third will grow up in years. Just like in the courts outside, there are small class courts, there are high courts, there are privy councils. All cases of the small class court are decided in a month or so. The high court, it takes months, and privy council in a year. Similarly, our present life is based on those seeds which are grown, which are now growing into fruit. So our present life is based on that. There are still some seeds which we sow, and those are reaped the same way. But when you have eaten something, the pain is coming, you have eaten, that is gone. But there are still some seeds which are yet to grow, which is called in store. One has fruits in action, the other in store, which is a prarabdha, sanchit. So cutting you from birth and birth, we have been amassing so many seeds which are not yet grown fruit, and you have got the man body only in which you could have shaken off all the results of these actions, seeds in store. But how? By becoming conscious co-worker of the divine plan. You have been sowing and reaping. Result is what? This man body, if you become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, who will be there to reap? Take a grinding machine, you see, and grind for the there are two parts of the, you see, in which the meet its ground, and there's a handle. Man goes on changing. Those are within these two parts, they are ground. If anyone sticks to the handle, which is moved by the some man, he saved something to show. So in man body you can become the conscious co-worker of the divine plan. Man. If you learn to die while alive, Guru Amar Das says, Guru Prasadi, Jeevat Mare, Ta Hukme Bujako. If in the grace of the Master, you learn how to die, leave the will, become conscious, you become conscious of that power is controlling mainly by all universal control. You will stay power, you go going into money. So you have to all free yourself from all the bundles and heaps of unfruited, we say, seeds. But as you did not become conscious of it, all those are already standing on you, and more you are adding in this verse too. You follow? Now it is a very high time, you see, in which we have to just absolve ourselves all seeds we have sown already without incurring. Now we are just stand. We are in man body, physical body. the same macrocosm into the microcosm. Yoga-mande soipinde yoga-koshu-sapa. We are the physical plane. You have to rise to the astral, then to the causal, then the super, then beyond. What is saying? Look here. To whom you have to meet is standing the other side of the tree. Other side of the ocean. Your bay is in this and the other way. And you are here. You are now here to think of your goal. Your father waiting for you. You are intoxicated here in your present state of mind. No, you are out of the faculties. Are you okay? The friend that you meet is waiting on the other side. You never tell him to look at him, turn your face to him. If you have done, you must have done something. God is all wisdom. See so? Okay. And our soul is also part of that. It's also when the child talks, he says, oh, I know best of all. Any of us, he says, he knows. Nobody knows better than me. It's a reflection of that. He says, man body was the time, high time to wake up and do your job. What to speak of? Meeting him, you never thought of, made preparation to see him. Who will tell you, wise man? We must have, you see, when you got the man body, we should take the foresight. What end? After what? You have to leave the body. Or to whom I now speak to say, Master, is beyond all limitations, whether physical, astral, or causal. Who is waiting for you? Why are you sitting here to this side, Isaac? When will you go? After our true home is true home, you see? So that is why he is waiting for you. You never care, never take it. Don't think of my home is there, my friend is waiting the other side. Now when you cross the ocean, and friend is standing the other side. What are you to do, you know? You have to take a boat. Isn't it? Take a boat. The two things, you know. Is there some boatman who is conversant with that? He is with you. You can take the cross safely. You've got your own boat with nobody to take your cross, and that's what happens. And a boat which has got holes in the boat, if one hole in the boat will drown you, is it not? So man body is a boat given to you. This has got 9 holes, 9 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, mouth and 2 feet. All water on the outside is coming to you. The first thing to go beyond is to close these holes. The outgoing faculty must be controlled. All impressions come from outside. If you take any boat, it's 1 hole even, then can you go across? Suppose you're very, I mean, effort man. When there's, you see, storms, etc., what can you do? If there's somebody to carry you, who is accustomed to all these storms, you take your cross. I remember, you remember when he left, man, in 1942, we left, I mean, Vernon, on a small plane. You were also there, probably. Mm-hmm. And there's a storm on the way. We're talking about. And the man somebody, some hands were broken, one or two men. But the pilot took us at last after 1 hour struggle, is it? So we want some pilot too. But the pilot wants this boat with no holes. That's your thousand faculties are controlled. And you don't leap outside by your thoughts, by your thinking. And you sit, only abide what the pilot says, then you can stay there. I've seen that experience. I've seen this experience this time too. When in South America, there's fog. And the pilot took us 37,000 feet high above the fog. 30,000 feet. Generally, 26 to 30 feet square, we go. Pilot to be strong. You want to pass the ocean of life? Master come and say, dear sir, what are you doing? You must have done something to me. If you have not done, you must have done something at least for the others. God may accept you, may forgive you, and you serve the children. Isn't it? But if you love God, only then you can serve others selflessly. Otherwise, there will be self there, and you'll have to good action, good fruit, not go back home. Follow me what I say. Very simple words. Then how can you hope with a broken boat? Can you? I have a dream to go across the sea, can you? And without a boatman? Now, Master says, well, look at your friends, I tell you only one thing. Make you understand, open your eyes, ears, hear me. Who will be able to carry you across? Unless your boat is all closed, no holes in it. What is your fate? Think for a moment. Boat is full of holes, 9 holes, and nobody to carry a key across if there's a storm. What is your fate? They are picking on us, you see. You're all alone left in the hole, you drown yourself the same minute after an hour or so. If there are no holes, even then the storms will come, you'll be upside down. So it is better always what? To have a boat with no holes. Master always tells you to close your holes first, control your outward faculties, still your mind. And also understanding something, you must stop thinking anymore. Go on with your work. And this is the high time of the man body that you got. It is all you have to do, you know. For that you are given this meditation. Every day you rise up, this is not the end of me, that's the ABC source. You are competent to rise above body consciousness at any moment, all right? But still, astral plane is there, astral color plane is there. You're wonderstruck, you see, and the surgeons are wonderstruck also when I was on the operation table. They took me some care of my senses. I sat down on the operation table, man, what do you want? I said, we want to make you senseless. Well, how can a conscious man be senseless? Well, I did. They performed it. After that, I was also sitting on the table. When are you going to perform your operation? Oh, it's already done. This you can do. Oh, this is regular science. Another case you'll find. They burnt alive all conscious. They allow their body to cut bit by bit while all conscious. Little experience of it you have got daily when you want to be in death, is it? Now in death. You feel that way. So it is a very regular science, you see, attuned to me. So you are very fortunate you got this. Go on as best as you can. And I always give an example. A race is being run fast. Don't look at the right and left. Who is coming? Who is following you? Who is with you or not? Try to reach first. You see? Who is going first of all? Everybody says, oh, here he goes. So run the race, you see. Read the Bible as much as you can. God will help you. Maralum referred to one thing. He says one pigeon was flying in the air. You know pigeons? Rate of speed is about 60 centimeters per hour. Pigeons fly very fast. And he saw one there also going very strong on that. He said, how strong, then sit down, then sleep, then go. He had pity on him. He asked, what are you doing? Where are you going? Because I am going to the place of pilgrimage. Poor fellow, how can you? Thousands, hundreds and thousands of them. He took pity on him, took him in his claws. He was going about 80, 90 miles per hour. Put it there. You try your best, somebody will have pity on you. God has sent men for that purpose, to take you back home. So God has those who got this. That is why I always impress on you. You come to your home, this is your own home, but I wish so long as you are here, you must progress. So far, those who have been coming have come, they have been putting time. They have progressed, they have gone very satisfied. The more I think, if I wish, I wish you to go back after in a month or two like ambassador. I wish you all to do like that. It's God's work, you think? So glad to see you all here. To the new people yesterday I told, if they've got any questions, let them put in writing all together, catch out, so that they may not stand in your meditation. I think now it is, oh my God, 10:30, 11:30. Go back your old time. So glad I got there. We don't want to leave, of course, you know. We still find little. No thought of going. Very good.